paper, one color of true practice, of the true mind of faith, of the true body of faith. These words speak of you and your practice, each and every one of you. What do you think about this? You yourself, the pure one color of true practice. One, not two. Clearly, clearly set your determination. I will not waver. Is this where you're at? Do this one practice. Walk this one way of practice. Do it with noble urgency. Step by step. Noble urgency. Energy. Just as the marathon runner sets out for the goal, running this step, this step, this step, straight to the finish line, without getting off the track. If you're in good condition, you leap forward, steadily, 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 not looking off to the side, not taking in the scenery. Give it your all. No one can run it for you. Do your utmost. You reap just exactly what you yourself sow. Suppose you wander off the path. Ah, that way looks nice. I think I'll veer off here. Wavering around in confusion between two or three different paths, two or three different ways of practicing. Frittering away your energy in analysis and judgment. Where do you find yourself then? Ultimately, together with the great earth and all living beings together, I attain the Buddha way. Original Buddha nature. First, you are blessed with deep belief in original Buddha mind. Or perhaps do you still wonder, well, could it really be true? All being is Buddha nature. Me? If your belief is not thoroughgoing, you can lose your way easily. You can easily get sidetracked. Life is not a matter of one or two or three lifetimes. Lifetime after lifetime, wandering, looking off from truth. This can continue on and on and on. Lifetime after lifetime in the dark, in ignorance. But fortunately, thankfully, all being is just exactly Buddha nature. I vow from this life on, throughout countless lives, to hear true Dharma. Having the opportunity to hear true Dharma does not come easily. You're not here by some quirk of fate. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. The blessing of hearing Dharma is exquisitely rare. I pray that you can be deeply and poignantly moved by the rarity of this treasure that you now receive. You are here, able to hear the true teaching, the teaching of who you truly are. May you never take it for granted that you are now here able to hear the Dharma teaching is not a mere happenstance, not some stroke of luck. I want you to lay resolve upon resolve. Make your decision firm and fast. Ask yourself, for what reason do I have this human life? What do I do with this life? Life is so direct, absolutely immediate. It is your reality right this instant. Don't look off. This instant. This instant, direct, immediate. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle. The Dharma. This is the reality of all existence, the truth of all existence. The way is perfect, like unto vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing superfluous. Just this one truth. Just this one truth. Are you looking off? It is not somebody else's reality. The truth of oneness. Who is most intimate with this one truth? Do not look around for the answer. Self, truth, truth, self. Every time, every place, every position, every condition. Don't worry. Truth, truth, roots of truth, you yourself. The truth that I describe is you. Shakyamuni Buddha, the awakened one, was able to see profoundly into this truth. And so he proclaimed, wonder of wonders, all beings are Buddha. All beings are Buddha wisdom. All beings are Buddha virtue. All beings are endowed with the virtue of the Tathagata. There is no one who is not Buddha. We also call it perfect merit, absolute virtue. You, yourself. You are here now, able to hear this teaching. The Dharma is rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. I've often described a kalpa to you, time immeasurable. You may just see one kalpa as limitless time, but hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is rarely encountered even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. We can now see it, listen to it, accept and hold it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning. You have walked this far. Your actions, you, each and every one of you, have brought you to this point. No matter how thoroughly the self sees into the self, there is no end to it. The self is all beings. Due to topsy-turvy thinking, beings fail to see their own Buddha nature. It's very severe. From the standpoint of severe, it's hard to come around. From beginningless time, you have grasped distraction, made this the master, grasped ego idea. It is your most ingrained habit. Perhaps you protest that you're holding nothing. But I will have to relieve you of that heavy notion as well. The true self, the genuine self. First, believe. Believe in original mind. Ego is a habit, an idea. Believe for all you're worth. Believe, know that you can break through the veil of delusion. You can be reborn anew. You can awaken to the reality of your life. Your faith must be deep. It must be steady. One-minded, single-minded belief. Belief that does not budge, that is not of two minds. Of two minds is insincere, double-faced. Only one way. We speak of worldly views. A worldly view is a view which is of two minds, not pure, this and that, two, three, four, five, dividing, discriminating, evaluating. Dividing and perceiving the world in terms of this or that. The world in opposition. Holding the world as separate pieces. Distancing. Is, isn't, loss, gain. You could go on endlessly dividing and discriminating. Lifetime after lifetime. Face it. You're stuck. Stuck in the confines of self. Stuck in the confines of belief in ego self. You believe this I, me, mine, encased within this body, to be real. Please make up your mind firmly to do just this one doing. Chitante, just this one doing. You are now here, able to do this. What happiness. Doing this one doing only. One with your practice. One with this. When your practice is pure, when you can pour yourself completely into just this, with no cracks, you cannot help but feel boundless joy. Doing this one doing, you are able to receive the bountiful, limitless blessing of all the universe. All of truth is here, now. This one doing. The feast is yours. The feast is now. The feast is here. But rather than chew and swallow it, taste it. You study it. You read up on how it's prepared, on what's inside, on how much nutrition it offers. You get caught up in the mind churning and turning. That is appending something, adding something to this one simple doing. All that churning and turning is so completely different from the state of mind which you can only know once you become quiet. Once you let go, I receive this food. Once you pick up your spoon and eat a spoonful, then you know the taste. This is renouncing worldly views, embracing and accepting Buddha Dharma. It's letting go of constructing, letting go of those constructs. I dedicate all to the genuine. I devote everything to the genuine. That Ichitante. Take one step, one with the genuine. And that one step is never lost. It's really just a question of doing it. Doing. doing this one doing. Racking your brains for the answer or judging your practice or analyzing does not get you where you want to be. It's just dilly-dallying. So, just this one step. Ultimately, one with the great earth and all living being, I attain the Buddha way. How blessed we are. Ultimately, I am going to attain the Buddha way. I'm going to get there. You aren't longing for any such limited, stingy thing. Awakening of this I, me, mine. Because you know that if someone is crying, you want to cry together with them. You know that you're not seeking liberation for some self-cherishing ideas. But when you attain liberation, you know that there is no I, me, mine, which becomes enlightened. One with the great earth, always together. One with all beings. So, you stick with just one practice. Just this one practice. Why question it? Just do it. This one way of practice. Just this one doing. No need to evaluate. Just do it, do it, do it. I've taken your time now, this precious session time, and try to encourage you, reminding you yet again of the one and only thing there is for you to do. I know that my encouragement falls short, but please, set your mind wholly on this one doing, this one step, this one step with which you are now blessed. If you only set your mind to it, you can, without any doubt, carry through. No one is outside Buddha. Die while alive, be completely dead, then do what you will, and all will be well. I pray that you carry through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.